Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight. You said it would.
Hello and welcome to the Weekly Conversation with Kyle. This week on the conversation, the shocking truth about Scalia's death. Was he killed or not? Also, guess who's skipping his funeral? It's unprecedented because when a Chief Justice has died, very few people have ever missed his funeral. Also, will the words golf and tea time be involved in the person missing? I think so. But the White House is not saying what that person will be doing. Also, it's election season and the drama is far from over. Black Lives Matter protesters claim that there's going to be a race war. And also, how can 100% of this nation not be against the left and the right, you know, because it's the government against the people, as Ben Carson said.
Hello?
Oh, that's my wife, if you can hear her. She should be co-hosting. I have her set up, so she should be able to hear. Okay.
Thank you.
Can you hear me? That's basically where we're at. And I want to say that much, much more. So, welcome to the conversation, folks. He died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them.
Amen.
Welcome to the program, folks. My wife should be on the phone as a guest co-host.
Yes, I am.
What a wonderful birthday. Holy cow. I mean, she just went out of her way. I had a great time. I want to get into that before I get into some other stuff. If you've never done it, folks, please go to Shave Nation. Not Shave Nation, but that's where I get my shaving supplies, but Art of Shaving, and get a Royal Shave. It's incredible. I've had like three of them. And I guess it's fun because I do that kind of shave. When I shave, I use a safety razor and I use a shavette. So having someone do it for me, it's kind of nice. And my wife was supposed to be taking notes so that she could do it for me, but that didn't work.
Okay, honey.
But, you know, we went out to the Castleton Grill in Indianapolis. It's great. It's in the Castleton area. It's not a chain. I used to go there all the time when I lived up there. It's a great place, you know. Just had a good time. I was going to Guitar Center to get myself a ukulele because I don't have one. And out of nowhere, my wife comes and she goes, get over here. And there was a Luna purple guitar with a mother of pearl inlay, and it's an electric acoustic, which means it's an acoustic that you can plug into an amp so you can play it, you know, for like a group of people. And I don't have one, and purple's my favorite color, so.
And it's beautiful.
It was worth it. You know, I had a ton of gift cards, so I'm not disappointed, you know. Like I told Tammy, one of my friends at work, I said, I'm giving up Dark Star for this. And she goes, that's worth it. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But now as we move on, I want to get into something that I've been talking about for a long time. And Ben Carson schooled this young lady because she asked about the GOP. It was in like a town hall thing and it was on CNN about it was a GOP thing. And You know, what do you think about the GOP and the rich and all this, you know, the history and all this with GOP and, like, kind of seems as not wanting to help the poor and all this. And Ben Carson, in his infinite wisdom, gave him a history lesson. He goes, go back in our history books. You know, you didn't sit there and have a stroller and you sold it to your neighbor. If you had a stroller, you know, if you heard the stroller, you know, like going down the street and your neighbor needed one and you're walking down the street with the stroller, you would hear, you go, have a stroller, have a towel, have this. You didn't back then. You gave it to them. Now it's like, okay, let me see if I can cash in. And it's, you know, and what he basically went on to say is, he goes, this country is $19 trillion in debt. Why? Because OBJ started the war on poverty. The government hasn't helped any entity. It really hasn't.
Amen.
But, you know, people don't realize that. You know, we used to help our brother and sisters. I actually want to bring this up because it's kind of, I think it is, but I mean, it's, my dad always said, it's worth what you can get for it. And it is, but I don't know if you've ever heard of, like, the hang drums. There, I forget what those drums are called, what they use, like, in Hawaii, where it's like the metal steel drum that they have, like, it's like a bowl, and they hit it, and it's tuned, and then, you know, and they use it, like, in the, like in the island music. I forget what they're called. But they have a hang drum where it looks like a UFO, and depending where you hit it, you get different sounds, and there's very, very hard to make, because if the metal is not hit right, and it has to be done by hand, and all this, and the stuff isn't right, you know, they're very complicated. One company that really makes them, you know, they're very expensive, and I always wanted one, and now people are coming out with these tank drums, and the tank drums are like where they take, like, an old tank, and they cut, like, either a U-shaped, like a round-shaped U or a square-shaped U, and depending on the width and the length of it, they get different tones, and when you hit the bottom of it, you get different tones, you know, and I'm looking at those online, you know, just to see if I can always find something that sounds really good. And there were, when I was looking up tank drums, I found people selling empty balloon time helium tanks for like $30 with shipping and everything. And I'm like, you could buy a brand new one for that price, you know, but I don't know who would buy it, but I mean, there must be, I don't know. But my point is people don't give some, here's some clothes, take it, you could use it, my kid outgrew it. No, it's, oh yeah, I got clothes, you want to buy it? You know, and what Ben Carson was basically saying is, we used to help each other. The government didn't help the poor. We helped the poor. When a farmer fell off, when he was picking apples and he fell off the tree picking apples off the ladder and broke his leg, the whole city came around and all the neighbors came and they picked his crop for him and helped him out.
And honey, and when a barn burned down or if a house burned down, the neighborhood came in and put and helped each other. They came together. And also, families took care of family. The grandparents were helping the kids, raise the kids by being there for them, but the parents were also taking care of the grandparents. It was a two-way road. Families took care of families. They don't do that now.
I know, and that's, and this lady was, because I guess they were going to try to get, like, well, let's see if we can catch this guy off guard about the evil Republicans that don't want to give and help and all this. Okay, folks, I don't know. I'm sure y'all went around and outside in the summertime, and when you drive around, there's probably something you don't notice about the trees, but if you look at the trees, money doesn't grow on them. You have to earn the money. You have to work for it. Nothing is free in this world. You know what? Well, I'm going to get into this because Bernie Sanders is all about free, 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 free everything. Well, let me tell you what free means, because I mean, I know it's kind of some of the things I branch off a little bit, but some of the things are redundant because people don't get it. When you have kids that congratulate Kim Jong-un, oh, thank you for a wonderful hydrogen bomb test, You know, we need to educate people. Free means health care. Let me see here. Well, okay, well, let me see here. You want to see a doctor? Well, we'll tell you who you're going to see, if you can see him, when you can see him, where you can see him, if they'll pay for anything, if they'll do anything. You may get medication, but you have to pay for it because it's not covered. And it may be, okay, well, yeah, this doc, yeah, the insurance you have, okay, yeah, the doctor, he's 5 hours away in Evansville, Indiana. So, I mean, yeah, he's the only person that's going to take that insurance. So if you want to, okay, I'm bleeding to death and I have to go, I'm gonna bleed out before I get down to see this, you know.
Well, honey, look at England, Canada, all of the other countries, France, look at all the socialist healthcare nations. That's exactly what's happening. And not only that, if you're allergic to a medicine, you're out of luck.
Exactly. And that's what's scary, because people don't realize free college means they're going to decide what college you go to, what you're going to study, what they're, well, I want to take this photojournalism, I want to take this photo class, but they say it's only for photojournalism majors, and since I'm not a journalism major, I can't take this class, and they're going to tell you what you can and cannot do. And it's,
yep.
People don't realize that. And that's what's scary.
This whole next generation is scary.
Yeah, because I don't know. I guess I'm just, I guess like my wife said this, and, you know, I'm just so blessed to have had a dad I did, like, you know, that
mm-hmm.
raised me to understand where we come from and what we have. You know, my ancestors and people now to this day still come here. And this, I remember there was a video and this guy was going ballistic and he goes, I come from Nicaragua. Let me tell you something. I come to this country to get away from government control of health care and government control of everything. You want this government? Bleep, the bleep, the bleep, the bleep. Health care? Let me tell you something. Go to my country. There is no health care. They tell you if you can go, who you can see. And it's basically, it's like going to North Korea and saying, oh, they have free health care. Of course they do, because there is none.
Yep.
And that's what...
That's the truth. My question is, and you've asked this, I don't know how many times, is how can you educate people that that's the truth, that that's how it's going to be when they don't see it? They just see free stuff. Give me all the free stuff I can have, you know.
And I wonder this. You know, Ted Cruz is being bashed, and some of these people are being bashed for their Christian belief. What would Reagan be being treated like? Because I know Christians that mm-hmm. don't like Ted Cruz. I'm like, he's just standing up for his belief, you know. I don't know. I'm at odds.
Yeah.
Stephen
a lot of the people that have a problem with Ted Cruz, whether they're Christian or not, bringing his Christian beliefs into it, or any other candidates, they really want government to be government and church and religion to be church and religion. They don't want them to intertwine. What they don't understand is to have a Christian nation like we do, to have a free nation like we do, they have to be not only intertwined, but self-supported. They have to support each other.
Yeah,
they have
exactly.
to be there.
That's what people don't realize. The separation of church and state was not to keep them separate. It was to make sure that our government didn't tell us what religion we had to follow.
Yep.
And, okay, well, yeah, you're going to have a sermon today, but we need to go over that. We need to approve it. You know, the king and queen have to approve your sermon before you can actually preach it on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Stephen King came out in a tweet saying that Ted Cruz is the scariest thing / person running for president. That's scary. When someone that just wants limited government, he's grateful for what he has.
Stephen King isn't that liberal.
I know.
I like him.
But that's just for him to say that. But I guess it's one of those things, you know, it goes back to, for some reason, everyone thinks that the government is the be-all, end-all solver of everything. And it's never has been.
You know, I guess I thank God, like you do, about how I was raised, because my father and my mother was like, you don't get anything free. If nothing is free, you have to work for it. And this country was based on that. People, when they came here, yeah, the Indians were here. And, okay, I don't want to get into the whole who's still what land. But they worked. They had to build the houses. They had to plant the fields. They had pioneers that went from the colonies all the way to California. They had to, they went and they had to build. They had to basically start over. Nothing is free here. It's how much money you make, if you become a millionaire or whatever, is on you. No one else.
Yeah, and that's where we're at. And it's just, I mean, and what really gets me is this whole backfighting, you know, okay? You have Democrats, you can show videos all day long of them, you know, saying we're not going to support this Supreme Court nominee from this Republican, but then as soon as a Republican tries to block a Democratic Supreme Court nominee, oh, how dare them. There's actually a photo I got where it has Obama and a picture, and it goes, okay, keep blocking my nominees, because once Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton becomes president, then they can nominate me to the Supreme Court.
That's beyond scary.
Because he is a constitutionalist. He knows how to manipulate the Constitution.
Yep.
And that was proven with Obamacare when he basically proved that. So you understand what Obamacare is. It's a tax, and they can make you wear a tutu as long as you, if you don't pay the fine, you have to wear a tutu. But if you pay this tax, you can wear whatever you want. But well, I can't afford to pay that tax. Well, then there's that tutu. You know, they can, you know, they can. I've never heard of a country, I never thought I'd see a time in this country where you're going to be fined for not having a service or paying for something.
Oh, amen. I never did either.
But then I never would have thought in my life I would ever see a president who is going to be absent from Justice Scalia's funeral. In 2005, when Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist died, then President George W. Bush not only attended the funeral but delivered the eulogy. Where will Obama be? Well,
golfing?
I guarantee he's going to be golfing, but the White House press secretary couldn't say what he's going to be doing. Oh, he can tell you. That president's schedule is down to the microsecond every day, from when he goes to bed till he wakes up.
Weeks in advance.
Yeah, months in advance. They can tell you at 10:05 p.m., that is the 4 seconds allotted for him to sit on the toilet and wipe his bottom. And if he can't get it out in time, well, he's got to wait another 30 minutes or 40 minutes or whatever till, or 2 hours or 5 hours till he can go back. And it's that scripted, his schedule is. So don't tell me that they can't tell us where Obama's going to be. He's going to be out golfing.
But or partying with his friend Beyonce.
Yep, he's him Beyonce, and that what's that other girl that's like $50 million in debt or something?
That's Kanye West.
Yeah, I've never heard of that
girl.
Female.
It's not a female, honey.
Well, can George Strait on a picture?
I know. I saw it, but he's not. More shit, he's married to a Kardashian.
Well, you just ruined my fun, because, I mean, it's just ridiculous, I mean, what's going on in this world. I mean, but they're not acting like him not being there is a big deal, but if George Bush wouldn't have been at Chief Justice Rehnquist's funeral, they would have had a heyday with him.
Honey, I have noticed ever since I was with Ronald Reagan in office when I was 16, 17, I was a Republican at 17 years old. Okay? They have been double standards since then.
Yeah.
The Democrats can do whatever they want. Everyone just has to understand their good intentions, blah, blah, blah. Republicans, oh my God, they're the evil of the world. It's been like that for over 30 years or more.
Oh, yeah. And that's what gets me because, but then I have people that are still very progressive and left, but they'll post every once in a while something that like, well, you know, the left ain't any better than the right. And it's like, well, then, you know, it's like they had, I had a friend put a post up about, you know, that it's from like the 30s or something. And it goes something about how good the unions were and all this. I'm like, yeah, back in the day, unions were a necessity before we had all these laws that protect workers. You know, I support it. If you want to join a union, that's great. But why should I be forced to? Why should I have someone come into my door?
They shouldn't be forced union.
If they're so great, then you should have people fighting to get into the union. Not people, hey, it's my choice and I don't want that choice. But, you know, if they're so great, people should be fighting to get in. You know, but, I mean, like I said, back in the day, heck, it was something that was needed. I mean, you know, all these Black Lives people and all these blacks that, well, my ancestors were slaves and this and that, and I'm owed all this and that. Well, my ancestors were Pennsylvania coal miners, and they were slaves to the coal company. They didn't even get
money. Amen.
They got fake money that was only good in a coal mining store. And
the
then,
company store.
Yeah, company store. And they basically owned you because they basically said, okay, well, I'm expecting to get $20 this month. And then at the end of it, they realize, well, that might help you out too much. So, they'll put this tax on or you miss this or this. And next thing you know, now you're down to $10.
Yep.
And then you take a loan out with the store and you could, I mean, who knows if our name is even correct because technically, you know, they would change, coal miners would change their name. They would, like, go to a different coal mine and start over and try to get away and change their identity and everything just so they could try to get away from the coal mine.
Well, I know my grandfather that was on the railroad, his great-great-grandfather or great-grandfather changed his last name.
Yep.
The spelling of it.
I do know one thing, though. My dad one time told me we were at I think it was Cracker Barrel or some restaurant, and they call their name, and this guy came over, and he goes, your name wouldn't have to be Wiltrout, would it? And my dad goes, no, it's Wiltrout. And he goes, but I think our original name is Wiltrout, like W-I-L, and then the fish trout. And, you know, but we're not sure. Because I know when they came over, like if you ever wondered why all the Italians are called Tony, when they put a bunch of Italian guys on the boat to come over from Italy to New York, they had their name tag with T-O and then for two, and then N-Y for New York, and it ended up being Tony, you know, and that's
how they
got their names.
I was told at one time, my last name before I got married was Cisco. I was told at one time it was Francisco. And that we came from San Francisco, and because the city was Francisco, they dropped the Fran. Then the relatives got to the site, one spelled it C-I, the other one spelled it C-E. So things like that happen. So America's a big melting pot.
Yep.
And it's because we came together and we built this country to what it is. And we don't need the government to ruin it.
Yeah, we built this country, not the government.
Amen.
And that's what people, these young kids need to realize. You know, this Black Lives Matter thing's like, okay, they act like we're about ready to have another civil rights war. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to get my conceal and carry.
I mean, that's just, I don't get it. You know, what is it? Well, like I said on the program like a month ago, 404 blacks are killed by other blacks in Chicago, but the Black Lives Matter don't care about them because it doesn't fit an agenda.
Exactly.
They're not a movement. They're about an agenda. They're about
violence.
People above them. They're about top down, bottom up, trying to disrupt this country.
they're wanting what they can get from who they can get, and they want it free, and they'll take it by violence if they want to, have to.
Yep.
They just don't care.
Yeah, because I've actually confronted people about that. Look it up, folks. Don't take my word for it. 404-plus blacks were killed by other blacks, and no one cares. Why aren't they harping about that? Because almost any given weekend in Chicago, you can probably find 7 or 8 people that were killed that were not...
cared about.
Yeah, it wasn't a white person that did it, but it was, you know, but they don't care. It's not racist, it's facts. I mean, I don't understand what they're trying to prove. And I don't think it's them. I think it's people above, like Al Sharpton and stuff, because I really do believe
they're
trying to put
it. And I also think it's the media. The biggest problem in this country, besides, this is a dangerous slope, is the media. You don't want to take away free speech, but look at all the havoc being because of free speech. Because you have the media not only lying to us, but they pick what they want us to know, how they want us to know it.
If you ever get a chance, go online and look up, go to like a lyrics page and look up Nuclear Assault. It's a speed metal band that I actually listen to, and they had a song called Brainwashed, and it's so true, and I tried to understand, because it's really hard what the lyrics were, and when I started reading them, it's scary, because the lyrics are radio, an indigenous form, helping shape your thoughts, making you conform, programming music isn't easy listening, helping you achieve a moronic grip. You know, the radio, they and TV, you see what they want you to see. They tell you what they want you to hear, not what you want to hear,
mm-hmm.
not the truth, what they want. And it's scary because this is an 89. And it's a heavy metal song, but if you just read the lyrics, it's what we're dealing with right now.
And I honestly think the media started getting corrupt back in the 40s and 50s.
I'm sure. Just like the textbooks. If you got money, you can put whatever you want in the history book. And that's been proven.
And that's sad.
But, you know, I mean, it truly is a government against the people. Because I've actually seen where they'll show an area, and this guy that's a senator or whatever, he runs this district. And this district is not run by this person, and he's actually getting money to put into his pocket. And then look at how beautiful this is. Like in Gary, Indiana, they spent tons of money fixing up Michael Jackson's house. Well, great. His childhood home, but what about the rest of Gary? Why would they want to fix up the rest of it? I mean, that's
making money, acting like it's a museum or something, having people go through it.
You know, like...
That's
like,
what they're about.
Like Ben Carson said, you know, to that lady, you know, we're $19 trillion in debt, and we're worse off now than we ever were. Why? Because we have to have a war on poverty. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. Poverty was going down before the war on poverty. Just like when in 1933, when they couldn't keep alcohol illegal, they had to jump on another bandwagon, because I got this newly started drug enforcement agency. How can I get money for my agency? How can I get cash in my pocket? How can I line my pocketbooks? Well, Mexicans are coming across with this plant. Well, it's used, pharmaceutical companies use it. It's used in making the body of Model A cars. It's very, very safe. It's very, very useful. The original Levi's jeans were made from recycled sailcloths that were made from this product. How can we make it illegal?
It's multi-usable.
Well, they made a propaganda video to demonize the smoking of marijuana, which they say, hey, if we make marijuana illegal, we can get we can eradicate it and get the Mexicans out of here and get them out from coming into this country.
And how did that work out for him?
It didn't. But my point is, they did all this stuff to line their pocket. Well, I'm not going to be able to get any money for this DEA. this newly funded organization, how can I get money for it? Well, if I make this illegal, I can get all this money to fight it.
Yeah. And there's the money in the pocket.
And that's what they do. How can I, you know, it's like these $1 trillion stimulus bills where 90% of them, when you look into them and you find out that, okay, this abandoned building, they got $20,000 to put like 5 windows in. Well, the windows are brand new. And, well, I mean, basically, I think a lot of this stuff when it comes to spending bills is sort of like Project Blue Book. You know, okay, we saw this object come from the sky and it came down. It stopped and then it flew back up in the sky. Well, that was a meteor. And what they saw was, you know, a piece of the meteor broke off and flew back up into the sky. You know, they'll make up some explanation that doesn't even make sense. All they have to do is explain it away. It doesn't mean that they actually put windows in that building. It doesn't mean that they paved this road. All they have to do is say, we're going to put $100,000 to pave this road. Whether it gets paved or not, who cares? Then that $100,000 will go to whoever it was designed for. Because you can't sit there and take and get millions of dollars from a political campaign. You owe somebody. Somewhere down the line, you owe somebody. If I get $50 million to run for president, I'm owed somebody something somewhere. And that's what's messed. People don't realize that. These kids don't.
Nope.
But then most of these kids don't. They're not engaged. You know what? Yeah, it's just politics as usual. It doesn't matter. It's not going to affect me. Oh, well, I don't, you know, why care? You know, we're on the verge of World War III. We have kids that support Iran, a country that wants to kill us. We have other kids that are congratulating Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-un and
whoever else.
All those people from North Korea. One of them is dead, you know, but anywho, all these, and they're praising them for a hydrogen bomb test when they want to kill us. They want you dead, but I like him. He's my hero. Oh, that Benjamin Netanyahu guy. He's evil. We need to take him out of office. We need to have him killed, even though he's our biggest ally. Well, okay, if that's the case, let me know, because I'll be flying over to and I'll be fighting for Benjamin Netanyahu.
Amen.
Because I support him. I trust him any day over Obama. But then they have all these. Someone posted a thing on social media, and also it was on Yahoo, where it was like a photo, and it's like, well, all these people saying that if Bernie Sanders gets elected, I'm leaving America. Well, what country would they go to? I'm like, I'm not leaving America. I mean, okay, the whole point of not having Bernie, okay, if you want to have what Bernie Sanders is offering, Canada, move there. France, move there. You know, all these other countries.
I wish Bernie Sanders would move there. You can't hear me.
Oh, okay. You know, all these people in these other countries, you know, all these people in these other countries, they have what Bernie Sanders is offering. So why ruin my country? Okay, if you really want that, go to a country that already has it and leave the country that is not like that alone. But, you know, whatever. But that's how it goes, you know. We got to have free everything because, you know, free is great. You know, we got to, just like those buy one, get one free coupons from restaurants, read the back of it. Like, what is it, like 1/100th of a cent, the value of the coupon? Like those Subway commercials, they're like, oh my God, we're having mass hysteria. 4,000 people were mobbed as they tried to get a $6 sub. Okay, I thought the $5 footlongs were expensive. Now they try to push like it's a big deal because they've increased the price to $6. Not $5, so they have to act like it's like there's this mass hysteria, you know. So I don't get it. Yeah, and I'm going to thank my wife for giving her 2 cents. You know, that's about all she, since we got Obama, all we got is change. So, you know, she, you know, she's got about 1.5 cents. You know, she can't give it. It's not, you know, to have 2 cents, it's kind of expensive, you know, to that half cent. So. And she's actually back with us, so.
Thank you. I was muted for a while, apparently, or something. Thank you, sweetie. I enjoy doing this with you.
Yeah, it's great. It's just something, I don't know. I've always felt led just because I just try to educate people and just, you know, try to do something. But then it's hard to get indoctrinated people that, like, when, like, I call them indoctrinated because they're like, I support Democrats. You're never going to tell me anything that's going to prove, that's going to change my mind. You know, like, I'm an atheist. I don't want to hear about God. Don't even zip. You know, I don't, you know, well, open your mind. You know, I don't, like, listen to my program. If you don't believe what I have to say, well, then support Bernie Sanders. Screw supporting him. Just move to a country where they already have the stuff he wants. Go to Canada where they have everything.
Yeah, because I don't want him or Hillary are too scary.
Because this country is the last bastion of freedom. You know, where are people going to go to refuge from, like, bad people? And there's, I don't know. I'm just lost. That you would get people that are like, I never thought I'd have a teacher come out and say, well, for a month in school, we have to act like the kids are living under Sharia law.
My kids wouldn't be allowed in a school like that.
Yeah, I'd have my kids gone and say, okay.
I can't hear me.
Okay. But anywho.
Kids. You're talking about the kids?
Well, see, I'd have my kid go, and I said, what you need to do when you go in there, you need to find the first girl, and you need to rape her and start beating her and all this. And when the teacher, hey, we're supposed to be under Sharia law. That's what they do. A man takes and beats his wife and all that crap, and they're like lower class citizens. And if we're calling the principal, great. Well, I told my, I'm teaching my kid about Sharia law and what they actually do. And, you know, if you can't handle it, they're supposed to act like they're under Sharia law for a month. I'm just telling you what, you know, if you want reality, if you're going to have my son in that, it's, you know, but.
What if it was your daughter?
I'd be like, well, you take that dude and you know what to do. But I'm just, you know, I mean, it's just, I don't get it. I never thought I would see that in this country, but hey, what do you?
I know.
But like, I want to go back because I didn't really get into this that much. But when it comes to as we move on into Scalia's death, someone goes, "Do you really think he was murdered?" I'm like, "Well, let the detectives do their investigation, and if it finds, and then they find out that yes, he was murdered, okay. If they find out it's natural causes, then okay." But, you know, there's a lot of police and cops and detectives that want to investigate this. They're not conspiracy theorists. They're doing their job because they want to find out the truth. He wasn't autopsied. You know, they want to find out a cause of death. But, and I'm not going to get into the specifics of how you do this, but I saw a thing on TV. And you know, they edit some things. I'm not going to give the whole details out because I don't want anyone trying this. But they basically take like 4 clocks and a couple of mechanical things, like clocks and other things, and they take this device and they go across the room and they go watch. And when they use these, you know, sort of like a radio wave, microwaves, things like that, they were able to make these clocks stop, these big clocks. And the whole point of the theory is, and what they said is, I could actually take this and I can actually do this technique and I could produce a heart attack in somebody. I can get their heart to stop. This is just a small version. If I did this on a bigger scale, I could get this guy's heart to stop. I killed him, but when they do the investigation and they do an autopsy and everything, well, how you doing, folks? I am the guy who performed the autopsy. My name is Dr. John Doe from the University of whatever, and what we found out is that he died of a heart attack, and that's what all the forensic would prove. You couldn't prove I killed him, but I produced the heart attack. So if he died of a heart attack, let's say, someone could have actually caused that. And, you know, whether he died of natural causes or whether he was actually murdered, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's
yeah, but honey, I don't think we'll ever know.
I don't think we will either, but it's a policeman's job.
You're right.
It's not a conspiracy theory. When cops say, hey, we want to investigate this to find out what happened, whether it's natural cause or not. So, anywho, as we move on, folks, you know, I just really just sickens me that Obama's more than 99.9. I wonder if you can bet on that. I'd put about $1,000 that Obama's going to be golfing Saturday. I wonder if there's like a website you can go and put like a bet on it.
Maybe that's how Kanye West can get out of debt.
How can he? Well, I mean, why doesn't he sell one of his 55 million cars he probably has? I don't know how he's in debt. I don't know. I just don't get it. But then again, you know, these people, they got to have like 6 homes and 75 million cars. And well, this is my collection. See, I'm a Peanuts fan, and I've got some actual, I got 4,000 original Peanut drawings. You know, this is the one I spent like $40 million on, this one, you know. And then they're like, oh, I'm bankrupt. You know, it's like, oh, no. I just don't get it, you know, how you can be. But then when they showed picture, when they showed video of Michael Jackson, he'd walk into a store. I want this and this and this and this, and there's $100,000
here.
You
know, you can't hear me. Okay, if you read some of the articles about Kanye West, yeah, you can't hear me. Okay. That he doesn't want to use his own money. He wants people to give him money. He shouldn't have to use his own money for what he wants to do.
Yeah.
That's it. It's
yeah.
Not necessarily he's in debt. He just doesn't want to use his own money.
But I don't know who would give money to his GoFundMe page.
Stupid people.
Yeah, that's this nation for you. The youth, that is. The uneducated. Oh, Lord. I want to help out Kanye West so much because he likes fish sticks. I'm telling you, this, and what a world we live in. I never.
He's a joke.
Well, yeah, I mean, but like some people, I remember back like when Obama, like 2 years in this presidency or whatever. Well, you know, this country hasn't changed. The hell it hasn't changed.
Amen.
Look, like I told one of my friends, because they showed pictures when Bush was in office with $4 gas, and they show the gas price now at like $1.80. And, oh, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. And I'm like, well, first
nope.
of all, OPEC is the one that does the oil prices. Second of all, look into it. When Barack Obama took office, it was like $1.87 a gallon average. But then it went up to like $4. And then it went back down. Not because of Barack Obama, not because of his policies. But,
it's
you know,
because it's an election year.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think so.
And it, yeah, it's to make him look good. I don't know. Because people ask me all the time, you know, in regards to the conversation, you know, what's going on? What do we do? And I'm like, I just try to educate people and just, but then I have a lot of friends that are super mega progressive liberal that you can't educate them because they're never going to they support what they support. You're never going to change their mind no matter what.
But yet, we're the intolerant ones.
Yeah. Oh, we are. We're intolerant because we, because, you know, I mean, I guess I look at it like this, you know. I'm Catholic, but I don't, but I worship Jesus. I worship God. I don't worship, you know, I like Joel Osteen, but I don't worship him, you know. You know, Pope Francis, I don't support that. I mean, you know, I don't support that guy at all. That guy, I never thought I would see a day where you'd have like a pope or anyone from the church pushing like their belief. And that's what I swear he does. You know, pushing his beliefs, calling Trump non-Christian because he wants to put up a wall when there's a huge wall around the Vatican. And I don't know. You know, Pope John Paul, and that guy was a pope. You know, I don't like these people because, you know, I like what Joel Osteen's message is. But I'm not sitting there, dear Joel Osteen, thank you for this food. Please bless it to my body. No, I'm praising God and thanking him for the blessings in my life. Not any, you know, and that's, and I'm so, well, because I'm a Christian. I'm not perfect. No one is. You know, I don't push my belief on anyone. You know, if you want to follow them, great. I can help you. You know, Christians can help, you know. I don't know. I'm just so fed up. I don't apologize for being a. If you don't like it, that's okay. I understand if you're atheist or don't believe it. You know, we need to come together, I guess, because I've been around the block so many times that because you're a Protestant, you're not going to heaven, or you're Mormon, you're not really going to heaven, or whatever you believe. You know, instead of hey. We all believe in the same God. Let's come together. Not because that's what we need. We need to come together as a nation, not try to let the government and the media divide us. Because that's what's going on. They're trying to divide religious groups and blacks and whites. Because that can take almost anyone in this country, basically anyone in this country, put them in an x-ray machine. You know what they're going to look like to me? A human being.
Amen.
And that's how
just
it
like Ben Carson. One reason why I love him is that he said he's a brain surgeon. He says when he looks at a brain, it's not black or white. It's a brain. We're human. We're not just a race. That's why I like him. But
yep.
I still haven't decided who I'm going to vote for, though.
Yeah, I like a lot about what Marco Rubio says, but still, it's something that I want to, you know, it's a day-by-day thing. I just couldn't say, okay, I don't understand how these people, I'm voting for Bernie Sanders, that's it, end of the list. I couldn't tell you. Well, I want Marco Rubio, I think, but at the same time, you know, I like a lot about what Ben Carson says, and he's one I like too. And you know, but all it takes is one thing, you know, like you of something that Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz says, and says, okay, wait a minute here. So, and you know, so these that's another thing that gets me with liberals. Like, they only have two candidates to choose from, and most of them have already made up their mind. Period. They don't even, because the truth doesn't matter to them. They don't care. No matter what you tell them, they're going to vote that way no matter what. End of story. Done. I'm voting for Bernie. I don't care. I don't care if he got video that he killed 1,000 people. I don't care. I'm not.
What difference does it matter anyway, right? That's what Hillary says.
Yep. Yes, sir. Hillary Clinton. Oh, man. Like I said, during the program, I said, I don't know how, well, I know how, But I still don't know how 100% of this nation cannot, you know, see that it's a government against the people. I mean, like, there's still so many people that, like, well, I think there's three groups of people. There are liberals that, like, the left is right, and they know, and they're doing everything right, and the Republicans are screwing it up. Because if anything goes wrong, it's always a Republican's fault. Then you have the people that don't know anything, and they're just, like, uneducated, and they just vote for whatever. And then you have the people that actually know what's going on and try to fight for what's right and realize that, you know, we're not $19 trillion in debt because Democrats are the only ones that have spent money. Or the
Amen.
Republicans are the only ones that have spent money.
Amen. Well, what's gotten us mainly in this predicament is Republicans have been viewed as evil, so they back off from that. So they don't have a backbone to fight for things that are truly evil.
Yep. Like I said, Ben Carson put it to that lady, you know, where is it the government's job to help people? We're supposed to help each other. And that's what it was for years. It wasn't about, let me see how I can cash in. No, it's, hey, you need this, there you go. I'll give it to you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Not, well, oh yeah, I got a stroller. How much you want for it? No, it should be, here's a stroller. Take it. God bless you. Enjoy it. I can't use it anymore. But the days of helping out, it's just, but then you see videos of homeless people that someone helps out and then they just sell the shoes or whatever and they're ungrateful or, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's what makes people who truly do want to help people not help people.
Yep.
Or you see people on the side of the road asking for money for help, but yet people think they're going to buy alcohol or drugs. So they don't want to help.
Yep.
It's just sad. And I think all of that is from what you said earlier, from that war on poverty.
Yep. We got about 6 minutes and about 40 seconds left in the program, folks. And I've been right next to a beautiful bouquet of flowers that my wife got me for my birthday. So, yeah, it was a good birthday. And, you know, I want to thank you all for tuning in.
I love spoiling you, and I loved every minute of it, honey. Thank you for being in my life. Let me help celebrate your birthday.
Yep, and that's what I wish more people did that. I mean, we're like kids in a candy store. We celebrate. I mean, who knows what we're going to do, because one of our 8-month anniversary or 7-month or something is coming up, and it's
eight.
So, you know, like every 27th, we always do something or whatever, and it's not a lot, you know, just maybe making dinner for each other and stuff, and, you know, and that's what makes a marriage strong and work, and that's what made this nation great. People working together and doing stuff for each other, and I kind of want to switch gears with about 5 minutes left, is if you didn't know, in the Europa League, Manchester United is down in a 1-goal aggregate as we go into next week at Old Trafford, as they lost 2-1 with FC Mittelen, and it's just, there is so much outcry that, I mean, there are people that are like, why isn't Van Gaal gone? He's not, I don't know what's going on, but it's like, you know what, like, there's been lots of people asking for, like, his head, basically, like, well, why is he still there? Why is he still, you know, and I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I've never really been one that was against him. He's been decent. It's just, I don't know. And I think whoever, if he does end up leaving and we do get like a Jose Mourinho in there or whatever, we got to take what we get and support it. You know, I'm not one of those people that I support my team no matter what. You know, win, lose, or draw, I support them. And I always have, always will. And that's just, you know, that's why I love European football so much, because, you know, it's not like the team stinks. Okay, no one goes to the games. I mean, those games are still full. People are still cheering. They're still carrying on, still having a great time. And that's why I still have a great time watching the game. I just yell at the TV more. you know, especially when there's a bunch of back hauls. And that's why I like Fellaini. I mean, that guy can get like 30,000 a game and should have been red carded and thrown out, but hey, he didn't even get a yellow card. That's hard to do in the Premier League, but that's why I like him, because he gets away with so much. But, you know, it's just, I sometimes think it's a lot of the players when they're used to be playing like a center half and they're on the left side or the right side, you know, and just they're not playing where they want to play, and this is where he wants them instead of this is where I'm used to playing. And so I don't know what the answer is. You know, if you had a different coach in there with the same players and they had different results, then you could say, okay, it was him. Or but just like they've had some people from Brazil come up to try to play in the Premier League and it's a different style of football and they just weren't able to acclimate themselves to the way it's played. So, you know, I mean, in the Premier League, we're in fifth place with 41 points. Leicester City in their dream season with 53. I mean, I'm rooting for them. I mean, no matter what happens, that's just incredible to see them where they are in first place. It's just like, you know, it's sort of like the Cinderella story. I mean, to see a club like that being so successful this year, it's just amazing. It's just great. You know, you're always going to have a Man City or Chelsea or a Liverpool or a United fighting year after year for a Premier League title, but to see Leicester City fighting for a Premier League title, that's just great. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, win, lose, or draw, it's great. And that's how I look at it, you know. I support my team no matter what, and we're going to get through this. And sometimes think we were so blessed to have a manager like Alex Ferguson that was so successful that we were spoiled. That now that when we're like every other team where we have great games and bad games and we're up and down, that people can't deal with it. It's like, you know.
Well, honey, Alex Ferguson is in the past.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They were so spoiled from the past that now that they got a team that's like every other team where they don't always win, they don't always lose. You know, got about 90 seconds left in the program. You know, we're not that. I mean, I'm not like harping that like, oh, where's Alex Ferguson? He's not going to be there. But I'm just saying, like, we are so spoiled to have a manager like that, that now that we have a normal manager that's not going to win every game, and that, you know, that.
Yeah, you're right.
I realize that it's going to be what it is. And, folks, I just want to say thank you for letting me be a co-host. I love you. God bless. And I'm going to say goodnight so my husband can finish out. Bye.
Well, that was my beautiful and lovely wife. And, you know, and that's the thing that I think made this country, because we accepted people for what they were and what they had and what they did. And, you know, and that's how me and my wife are. She accepts me for so many things that I love, and vice versa. And, you know, and that's what made this country so great, because we came together as a nation to help each other. You know, we didn't sit there and complain, well, all you want to do is do this. It's like, great, you like football? Cool. You want to do this? You want to do that? Let's come together. So, got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. And until next week, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you all. Good night. And until next week, goodbye.